This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hang around with the people who are extraordinary. That would be Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I suppose maybe I could put myself, I wouldn't say that about me, but you can say it about me. It's okay. Doug Steffen on the DJV program presenting another good day. Yes, the two ladies who are here are anything but ordinary. I don't hang around with ordinary girls. I don't usually hang around with ordinary people. Right? Well, ordinary.
We call them basic now. That's the
label. Basic. I see. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's get to the basic story of the U.S. pulling troops from bases in Afghanistan to underscore yet again the ridiculousness of our having service members there, 3,500 of whom have died, 32,000 of whom have all kinds of serious wounds. Who knows how many of these men and women who have been in service over there have committed suicide. Why we are there is one of the great tragedies in the history of our country. And it's an outrage. Not so much a tragedy as an outrage. So anyway, there were more attacks, I guess, this week, Jennifer, right? I thought the Taliban was supposed to be, we were making a deal with them.
We do. What happened? That's actually that's why you're seeing the drawdown in Afghanistan, because the Taliban has made a deal with the United States to kind of stand down. So the Pentagon announced on Tuesday that the U.S. has withdrawn from 5 bases in Afghanistan and that they reduced the size of its forces there as part of that agreement that they entered into with the Taliban.
Who's attacking whom here? There were 44 attacks over the weekend. Bombings.
Yeah, because you still have a lot of militants in that area who are still targeting U.S. troops. And in fact, some people think
that
people
are paying them. Is it the Taliban or is it who is it?
The Taliban says it's not them. The Taliban says it's other forces within Afghanistan.
Who was Russia paying to attack us? Was it the Taliban?
Well, that story fell apart. It wasn't true, but that was the story. The story was that Russia had hits out on American
targeting
soldiers,
us.
But the story fell apart. There wasn't anything to it. So U.S. forces in Afghanistan are still in the mid 8,000s. And 5 bases formerly occupied by U.S. forces have now been transferred to Afghani partners, meaning the Taliban. That's kind of suspect. U.S. military presence in Afghanistan remains focused on capabilities, not numbers. So they want to maintain the capabilities, but they want to get as many troops out there as possible. So
get them out. Get them out.
Well, that's
okay.
Trump was one of those people from the beginning who never even wanted to go into the Iraq War.
Should never have been in the Iraq War or Afghanistan unless we were successful getting it, Osama bin Laden. Waste of lives, money, it's incredible. And we've just kind of passively accepted it. And we thank our soldiers for their service. But what service for what? What do they do? They say, well, thank you for protecting us. Protecting us from what?
We thank them for putting their life on the line is what we do. They've been sent over.
They've been sent over by these morons, these politicians that come up with wars that make no sense. So I find it offensive, frankly, to have all these men and women lose their lives, ruin their lives for nothing. It hasn't protected us from anything. And it hasn't done us any good except spend a lot of money for the military-industrial complex. I think it's a national outrage, frankly, that all these good, solid people who volunteer to do the bidding of our country in terms of war are going to war, and they are dismissed. Look at the horrible truth. Still, we've been talking for decades about how badly our soldiers, we say, oh, thank you for your service. But what do you know about how they're being treated by the VA in the hospitals? There still are way too many men and women who aren't getting any treatment at all, whether it's the emotional needs that they have, the treatment that they need for wounds. I mean, it's a disgrace. And we talk all a lot of, here's something. This will rile some people up. I'm on to the Black Lives Matter movement, and I'm on to, everybody getting and needing respect. But where's the respect? I think that we need a certain, maybe we need a separate cause here for black soldiers' lives matter. Look at the way that many of the blacks who have gone into the service have been treated in terms of their overall health and well-being, what happens, who's unemployed, who's homeless. You know, it's...
Well, and another part of that...
Let's stop kidding each other. Go ahead.
Right. Part of the Black Lives Matter movement that I've seen that I think is really important that no one talks about is how our armed services recruits in this country.
Yeah.
And they go into
black
historically black colleges, they go into black neighborhoods. They prey on the weakest and most vulnerable in terms of finances, and they offer an education. And look, and there are some good things
well,
about the GI
wrong
Bill.
With that.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but there's a lot of attention being paid to at this point of it. The only way out of your circumstance, whether you grew up in the ghetto and it's crime filled, the only option isn't just the military. Education should be an alternative to that, and it shouldn't just be funneled through the military. And there are a lot of community leaders who are kind of railing against that, saying that the government is just preying on us.
What about, speaking of education, et cetera, Jen, do you know anything about the restrictions that have been dropped for? There was a suggestion, I think it was last week, that those people who were coming to our country for instruction, foreign students coming here for instruction, would be allowed to come. But if it's online instruction, then they wouldn't be. Now
a lot. They rolled that
changed.
Back. They backed
they
off
reversed
that.
On it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because it was a huge backlash.
I think they didn't want to have to deal. Harvard took a lawsuit out. Harvard and MIT actually sued the government. I don't think they wanted to go through it. I actually
the
see
government
the point
didn't
of it.
Want to go through it. You mean?
Yeah, I don't think the government wanted to go through the lawsuit, so they reversed on it. I just I see the point though. If you're completing everything online, then what is the sake of you being in the country?
Well,
the
time differences,
the reason people,
internet speeds are varied.
The reason people
a lot of kids are on scholarship.
Here, yeah, and the reason people come here is to be immersed in the culture. I mean, speaking of scholarships, shutting schools down, it's going to prevent a lot of people that you guys are talking about right now from getting scholarships, either academic or sports, because they're shutting down sports programs.
I think we've got a big problem. This
is going to hurt the most vulnerable. It's not going to hurt
the virus is nowhere near as potent as it was in the winter and the spring. Nowhere near as potent. But yet we're rolling over here. Every school district in the country is trying to, quote-unquote, figure out what their options are for fall to return children to school. I've been reading the local stuff here and what's going on statewide, where they're going to bus the kids that are in elementary school, but not bus the kids in high school. What are we doing here? And there isn't one person who can convince any of us that the quality of education even holds a candle to what goes on in the classroom. Say what you will about the quality of education, which is lacking in most districts in our country, but we have no education really going on. It's a joke using these tablets. And,
distance learning is
laughable. It's ridiculous. It is a joke.
And that's why I recommend people who are going to be distance learning, they should probably just pull themselves out of public school and start homeschooling. You get far greater support,
that's
far better curriculum.
Yeah.
Well,
people who
not
can
even
afford
wealthy
it with
people.
Private. Well, I mean,
you know what
wealthy
Jeff
people who
out.
Can afford tutors and you know that's the way that that a lot of private school kids on the East Coast. That's what's happening. Their parents are pulling them out, and then they're hiring expensive tutors. It's a good
but
time to
this.
Be a tutor.
Yeah, forget the tutors. Jeff is actually just going to start doing homeschooling. He's ticked off at the district, so he's going to pull his kids out of public school. He's going to do homeschooling. It's very easy. It's
very time-consuming. Hasn't he got a 10-hour-a-day job?
He has a big job, but he's already having to supplement the kids' time because the distance learning that they're getting from the schools takes up about an hour and a half. And so this will actually give him more control. There are support groups that help actually put together study groups and stuff for the kids who do homeschooling. And after you pay for it, and he said there's various degrees of, like, you can do high-end, low-end, in between, whatever, however your kid learns, $2,600 a kid tax credit if you homeschool. Hmm. So... Why
we
not?
The problem, though, it's, you know, for the shift worker or for anybody who has more than one job, and that's just, it's not sustainable. And
well,
this is just the divide
the
between
but
the
it's not
and the
necessary.
Just,
well, it
yeah.
isn't, the disease is not going to kill as many
that's,
people. It maybe makes, there are some who are vulnerable, but are we going to close down our society? For a few people, I'm sorry
See,
that
the
they're
shutdown,
vulnerable, but we're shutting everything.
The shutdown, the defund the police movement, it's all killing poor communities. It's killing people who can't afford it. It's killing people who want to call the police. It's killing people. This whole effort that has been designed somehow to help impoverished people or people of color, it's backfiring.
Well, it's using the wrong lingo. It's not defunding doesn't do anything. You've got to reorganize. You got to get the kind of services that you want in the community.
In Los Angeles, they're defunding. It's defunded. And so to say that they're just using the wrong language and they're making a mistake, no. What they're asking for is what they're getting. They want to defund the police, and that's what's happening.
But it's a minority. It's not majority, is it? Why shouldn't it be put to a vote instead of just letting some people who are loud-mouthed banging around here? I even see that the Rose Bowl parade is going to be canceled. What? Why?
Well, because there won't be gatherings.
Well, so have a mayor wear masks and have social distancing, but
you can't for those types of crowds. You just can't. The Rose Bowl parade.
We better wake up to what we're doing to ourselves.
Here. And that's true. But we can forego some parades.
It's the principle of it, Victoria. I understand. I'm not going to lose a lot of sleep about the Rose Bowl parade. But I'm just saying, as a matter of fact, as a matter of an example of what we are doing to ourselves, it just seems like we are once again overreacting and letting the news media and a few loudmouths control what goes on. It just is unacceptable, for me anyway. Speaking of unacceptable, look at all these people, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Elon Musk, all the other, these people who were hacked yesterday. You, both of you were talking about that a little earlier. So apparently it started with Elon Musk, right? And then it went to Bill Gates, and then who?
Kanye, Kim Kardashian, President Obama. I mean, just it went everywhere. Joe Biden, his campaign page.
Did anybody actually get schnookered, like lose actual money?
Yeah, $118,000 in Bitcoin was given to these fake tweets.
How much is that worth in dollars?
It's $118,000 worth of Bitcoin. Oh. So that's $118,000.
So how do you value Bitcoin? Back, not understanding how Bitcoin. I know you have traded some of it. How do you establish what it's worth? Like,
well, that's the thing. It's on its own, and so, you can't trace it, and that's why hackers only want ransoms paid in Bitcoin. So you pay cash, and it gets transferred over into Bitcoin.
You do business with anybody that takes Bitcoin?
We all do business with people who take Bitcoin. If you go on to Overstock.com, they've accepted Bitcoin for at least the last couple of years.
What do they do with it?
What do you mean, what do they do with it? It's currency, like a credit card payment or...
Can you buy a car with it?
Some car dealerships, yes, you can, actually. I think Tesla accepts Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. Of course they do.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Then if you could do something with it, I just don't know what you can do with it. I almost invested in some, and I almost had an advertiser on the program, and I thought, well, if I don't understand it, how am I going to make the audience understand
it? It's really not that hard to understand, though, and I know you've never really shown that much interest in it, but if you really dove into it, it's really not that hard to understand. It's another currency it's like any other country's currency. It's just not backed by FDIC. So it's not insured, and you can lose your shirt, and that's what's dangerous about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's something that's not dangerous. Getting a whiter, brighter smile. Thank you very much. Courtesy of Power Swabs, go to powerswabs.com and look at the way people with their natural teeth as well as caps and veneers have whitened their teeth now for 12, 13, 14 years. I've been talking about it on the air for 8 years. That's when they first went public advertising and getting people to buy this powerful natural product that whitens your teeth, and it's so simple, so safe. It gets rid of the stains. You take it in varying degrees. So every 4 or 5 days, you swab your teeth, and you see that they get whiter each time because this stuff works so fabulously well, and it's so safe, too. Go to powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10 to get 40% and another $10 off as you try to satisfy the need to have your teeth whiter and brighter. Power Swabs.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Sealed with a kiss, guess it's gonna be a cool, lonely summer.
A cool, lonely summer. The summer of 1962 in the focus here on Throwback Thursday. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, although Victoria usually keeps to herself because she doesn't like this particular
depends on the year.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like 1962? You went around. I bet your mother and Fancy Nancy would be thrilled to listen to this. Brian
she
Hyland.
She likes all that cheesy stuff. So
yeah. Yeah, right. Okay, well, she'll love this. Brian Hyland was on his way to the top with a number of tunes that got to number one. This particular week, Sealed with a Kiss started in the top ten at number five, on its way to number one. One of those cheesy songs, yes. This was a, well, there used to be tons of those summer songs. They come out, you know, I love you, you'll see you in September, all that stuff. All right, so that's Brian Hyland, number five. Number four belonged to a silly studio group called the Orlons. That was the Watusi. They spread it out. The Watusi. All right, here we go. Let's dance, Victoria. Crank it up, Phil.
What's the Watusi?
Oh, baby, it's a dance made up for romance.
A dance made up for romance. I thought that's what all dances were for. Isn't that really? I mean, dancing started as a sort of sexual precursor, right? Foreplay? Wasn't that what dancing was all about? Anybody know?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, that's what dancing's all about. All right, that's a... We missed that part.
I don't
crank
know.
Crank it up. Huh? All right, crank it up again, shall we? The piano. Papa, papa. All right, number three this week. One of those fabulous Ray Charles tunes, I Can't Stop Loving You. I used to sing this in my car.
Made up my mind. To live in memories
of a lonesome kind.
Of the lonesome kind.
All right, number three. This was his first big hit, by the way. Do you know that, Victoria? Ray Charles had...
It sounds early, so I would guess it would be in the earlier ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was fabulous. He had about 10 or 12 years that he could do no wrong, everything he touched. And that movie that Jamie Foxx played Ray Charles, remember that movie, Ray?
Yeah.
That's a good movie. It was sort of the laying out the bare facts about him. He was not a perfect character by any stretch of the imagination.
It was a great movie. My only beef, though, was that I didn't think Jamie Foxx should have won the Oscar over Joaquin Phoenix playing Johnny Cash that year. That was my only beef. I liked the movie, and I thought Jamie did a great job, but they used a lot of Ray Charles. They used his own voice, and Joaquin Phoenix did all of his own singing. So I just thought it was a little bit more of a, intense role.
Yep, I can understand. All right, number two. This was the era of instrumentals. And because this song sounded exactly, it was one of those things, this tune, exactly what it's all about. This is David Rose and the Stripper, number two, and this week, 1962 is the year. So here we go. Have you heard this song?
No. I've heard this in movies. I've heard this type of music in movies. I am blown away that this was actually on a chart.
It was number one for, if I can go quickly and Google it, I think it stayed at number one for 3 or 4 weeks, matter of fact, on its way to number one. But as it turns out, number one that week was a song that had been there 4 weeks. Bobby Vinton, Roses Are Red, My Love, Violets Are Blue. When I think of you, I think of you who? As sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. All right, here we go. Crank this puppy.
We dated through high school.
This is that same kind of syrupy stuff that, the Brian Hyland song is another more sap. Your mother loved this. Your mother probably did love it. She and I could probably sing it together, matter of fact. How about we put us together? There's our red, my love.
Well, she sounds like you when she sings, so maybe you're a good match.
Really? I don't know whether to take that as a
not a compliment.
Really? Sweet. You need to hook me up with your mother so that we can sing songs.
My mother's not single, just so anyone knows.
I didn't mean hook her. I know. That's not what I'm talking about, please. I would be very respectful of your mother, no matter what. Sure we could be friends. 28 after, Throwback Thursday on the DJV show.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump planning an announcement next week on how his administration's intending to deal with crime in specifically Democratic-led cities like Chicago, telling reporters yesterday they're going to straighten things out where leaders have lost control.
It's almost like they think this is going to be this way forever. We're in Chicago. 68 people were shot and 18 died last week. We're not going to put up with that.
President Trump announcing late yesterday that Brad Parscale is stepping down as his campaign manager, but will still be on the campaign team, succeeding him in the top spot, the man who'd been deputy campaign manager, Bill Stepien. Jack Dorsey, the Twitter CEO, is calling yesterday a tough day after some major accounts were hacked in a cyber attack on the platform. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention Walmart shoppers, the retailer has announced that people will have to wear masks in the stores beginning next week. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Calling the move a simple step for safety, the company said the requirement will take effect on Monday at all 5,000 Walmart and Sam's Clubs locations in the U.S. In announcing the rule, Walmart Chief Operating Officer Dakona Smith cited existing local government mandates that already order facial coverings at about 65% of Walmart and Sam's Club locations. Walmart joins a growing list of major retailers that now mandate facial coverings. Starbucks and Best Buy have already begun requiring masks. Other stores that require facial coverings include Costco, Apple, Walgreens, Kroger, CVS, Gap, and Verizon. I'm Wendy King.
Drug overdose deaths up across the nation. Preliminary data from the CDC indicating there were nearly 71,000 reported deaths from overdoses in 2019, a record high, and a 4% jump over the previous year. And the author of the Magic School Bus book series, Joanna Cole, is dead at 75. Family members confirming she died on Sunday, the cause unknown or not released, Cole creating the popular children's book saga with illustrator Bruce Diggin in 1986. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I ask every day on this program, in one way or another, what part do we play in making this a better day for you? Good day. Good day time is 34 after the hour. This is the DJV show. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen with the update on Ghislaine. I never pronounce her name right. I don't think I do.
Ghislaine. Yeah.
It is right. Okay.
Yep,
so she's trying to hide all of her dough. We've been saying through the course of the week, become obvious this woman had a lot of money, family money, so now it seems she's married. Married
she's
to the mob.
Secretly married. And so this is all from this week. They've been doing a pretrial, a bond hearing, basically, to see if she was going to be let out on bail. The prosecutors made a pretty convincing case that she is a flight risk, as we know. She evaded the FBI across like six
different
states.
How much money did Epstein give her? Did she get a lot of dough from Epstein?
We don't know.
For her activities?
When Epstein died, 2 days before he didn't kill himself in jail, he changed over his will, which had $565 million in cash, and he signed that all over to his brother. And so the brother is the one who, he's an art dealer in New York, and he's the one who insisted on bringing in two different third-party forensic experts to re-examine the autopsy.
Yeah, but
both of those, Both of those experts found that there's no way he could have committed suicide. The way his neck was broken. Suicide. Yeah. But you know what the weird thing is, though? Like, the public just, I mean, the rest of us who are following it, okay, yeah, so it seems like it's impossible to kill himself, but no one's pursuing it.
He deserved it. Yeah, but he deserved it. That's what they say. That's why no big deal.
And that could be. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Man, yeah, and so obviously, you know, he
has saved the state a lot of trial money.
But he also saved Trump the embarrassment.
Prince Andrew had him killed.
Andrew is up to his eyeballs in this. Bill Clinton is in it. Alan Dershowitz, of all people, I think Alan Dershowitz is the one with the most to lose because he's just a creep. But anyway, so now that they finally found Ghislaine Maxwell, she was hiding out, literally hiding out under a fake name in New Hampshire. And now it turns out that the real estate agent that she used or communicated with to buy this property, it's 156 acres in New Hampshire, she used a fake name. She had a husband who now everyone is kind of tracing back. He's a British tech guy. His name's Scott Borgerson. They apparently together used fake names. They established an anonymized LLC to buy this $1 million property in New Hampshire. And Ghislaine Maxwell changed her name, said she was Janet Marshall, and that she was a journalist, and her husband was an ex-British military, and that he was writing a book, and that's why they wanted to move to New Hampshire. That was the story they gave. And it wasn't until the real estate agent in New Hampshire saw Ghislaine Maxwell on the news that she realized that she had been lying and that it wasn't the same person. You know, it was the same person that she had been doing this real estate deal with. Yeah. Well, now it turns out, as they're going through all of this evidence, Scott Borgerson, now we know she has been secretly married to this guy for some time. We're not exactly sure how long. He got divorced last year. So at some point since last year and now, and I think, and as we know, last July is when the raid happened on Jeffrey Epstein's townhouse. Ghislaine Maxwell was in the townhouse the day before the FBI raided it. The theory and the speculation is Ghislaine went in. It is. It's going to make an amazing movie. Ghislaine went into the townhouse, grabbed all the hard drives. Jeffrey Epstein was already in jail at this point. He had been detained. She went in, grabbed all the, you know, all the evidence.
She was only a day ahead of the feds, though, right? She must have had somebody.
It was like
her
one
off.
Or two. Yeah, it was somebody one or two days ahead. Exactly. So somebody tipped her off, and then she went on the run, and no one could find her for a long time until she was just busted like last week. So anyway, so now she's been living in Manchester by the Sea until they bought this New Hampshire place. She was living in Scott Borgerson's Manchester by the Sea property. It's an oceanfront mansion that he had there. So that's where
beautiful.
They were hiding out.
That's a great. That's a wonderful.
That whole coastline
there,
Gloucester, there is gorgeous.
Ipswich,
yeah.
It's great.
Yep. So pretty. So now the big problem is the prosecution has convinced the judge that she is a flight risk. They showed how willing she is to lie, change her identity. She has not disclosed any of her. Yep. She hasn't disclosed any of her finances. No one knows exactly how much she's worth. She wouldn't even disclose the name of her husband.
But
Page 6
from
the New York Post. Well, because they want to know, because he's co-signing her bond. They need to know what her assets are. And also, they want to know what her assets are in order to, because they wanted a $5 million bond. That's what her lawyers requested.
Does that become public knowledge, though, when the judge says, okay, bail is set at $5 million, where the money comes from?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, if you're posting bond or if you're using assets into, you know, as collateral, then yes, that does become public record. And so the prosecution's trying to figure out exactly how much she has, because that helps them also determine how much of a flight risk she is.
Mm-hmm.
So now she has been denied bail, and the clinker of it all for her is that she has to sit in jail now in New York at the Manhattan correctional facility there, the same place that Jeffrey Epstein was killed, where El Chapo was guest for a while.
They should put
she
her
has
in
to
the
sit
same
there.
Cell.
Yeah, she has to sit there until next July when her trial
really?
Will start. Yep.
Oh, wow.
So she is her, yeah. And so I believe it was William Barr and somebody else, maybe Governor Cuomo, got involved and said, look, we cannot have another Epstein. We can't have any questions about cameras not working and guards online shopping instead of watching Jeffrey Epstein. So they said that they're going to have to put her a very close watch on her, because they know that she's a target. She knows where the bodies are buried. She could bury Prince Andrew herself with the information that she has. It's all on video. And that's why there are a lot of very wealthy people shaking in their boots right now as to what she's going to say. And if it comes down to it and they say, look, you know, we're going to throw you in jail for the rest of your life, she's going to sing like a canary. And that's the big fear for a lot of those people.
Roses are red, my love.
Yeah. But it is. I mean, this is just like, it's a soap opera that never ends. It's
so
just crazy.
But they didn't send her to Rikers. Rikers is not an easy, comfortable place to be. They sent her to the other place, which is not a great place either. But
she's at the Manhattan correctional facility there.
Right.
It's in total disrepair. It's a horrible place to be.
Have you been? It's on down on the first.
It's right next to the courts. It's way downtown. It's right next to 60 Center Street. It's where all the courts are. And so it's a holding place for anybody. You see, the reason that they did this with El Chapo, they did it with Epstein, and now with her, it's because normally you stay at Rikers and then you get transported to your court dates. They don't want to take the risk of anybody being able, and this is why they did it with El Chapo, they didn't want to take the risk of the van driver had been paid off, maybe some of the security guards let something slip. They don't want to take any chances, so they keep them right there, and all they do is walk in shackles next door to the courtroom.
What a lovely sight.
I know.
Ben Carson, somebody for whom I have quite a bit of respect. I think he's right more than he's wrong, and he's focused on what's... He hasn't been heard much. You don't hear much from him, even though he's a doctor. That's not his job. He's Secretary of HUD, but he still has some expertise, and people are asking him questions about the virus. So he compiled a list of stats and went public yesterday with what he predicts will happen if we have a second thorough shutdown of the U.S. economy. Basically, if I were to summarize what he said, Victoria, he said it will destroy our country's financial system. He said, quote, in the report, when you look at the damage that was done the first time, you do that again and you completely destroy the financial infrastructure, and a lot more people will die from that than they would die from the virus. I agree with him 150%. The stay-at-home orders that are in place now have put the economy, the best you can say about it is it's a recession, frankly. Some businesses are doing all right. Some businesses are doing very well. But because we have these cases that are surging all over the country, Texas, Florida, California, the places that we talk about. Earlier, we were talking about intensive care in the Florida hospitals. What, they're at 180% capacity?
I believe it's like 145% or something like that capacity. Yeah. And
he says,
and they're out of ventilators now.
He says the same thing that you and I have been saying, and we've all been saying. The major failure here is that people aren't taking the situation seriously.
Right.
And young people especially are totally irresponsible because they know the likelihood of them getting, well, not getting it, but dying is small, and it is. But still, it would be so much easier instead of shutting down the economy, being so damn selfish. That's what it is. It's a focus on me, 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 me. I don't want to be, I shouldn't be, and nobody, the selfishness quotient in this generation is over the top. So,
but you know what, though? Part of that selfishness, and I'm sorry, but it comes from Trump himself. He refused to wear a mask himself. There are so many people saying, well, the president doesn't wear it. I've heard young people in passing, walking. We live in a very busy beach community, and no one is wearing a mask. It's all young people. No one's wearing a mask. And I've heard people saying, when we walk by in our masks, I've heard some of these younger kids saying, well, Trump doesn't wear a mask, so I don't have to. Whether they like him or
ignorance.
Not, it's just the, it's
that's
just,
ignorance.
They see, but that's
it's
the message coming from the
ignorance.
Top.
Well, but you can't blame everything on the top. You can blame if you blame.
But it's a lack of leadership. It's a total lack of leadership.
But you make that point, and I don't disagree with you at all about it. It's not, but that doesn't fix the problem today because we don't have an election until November. So to fix the problem today, you need to be more conscious of what it is, the impact that you're having on everybody else. It is very simple to wear a mask. I have one around my neck, and whenever I walk into a store or anything public. I put the mask on my face, and that's it. And if I have to talk, I may move it around a little bit, and I exercise personal distancing. You can't go into a store without seeing the stuff on the floor. So just adhere to it. It's not that big a deal. And I maintain that people who don't follow along with that are just damn selfish. That's all. So anyway, I think Carson has made some good points there.
Well, he's also, we forget, he's a neurosurgeon. He's a doctor. He's not stupid. He's looking at the numbers and going, okay. First of all, I never understood why he wasn't the attorney or the Surgeon General.
I never understood that.
His background had nothing to do with urban development.
No, I don't know.
But anyway, I think it's important that he is saying, you know, spreading that message. It's good.
So, but here's the other thing. To follow up with what you were saying, I was just looking last night at a couple of things about my local area here. A deli owner said he's getting threats from his customers who refuse to wear masks when they go into the deli. This is a small deli, and he said that a small group of people are making life hard by not respecting the rules and lashing out if they are asked to put on a mask. He says, quote, "It's hard when you're trying to run a business and you need all the revenue you can get to try to accommodate people as politely as you can when they don't want to talk about it. They just say, it's personal freedom, I'm not going to wear a mask." Yeah, you're right, it is personal freedom, but you're a god moron if you don't look at what it does, what you screw up by being that selfish. Anyway, let's...
You know, the thing is, hold on a second.
The guy yesterday in the South Shore Mall shot a 15-year-old girl after a fight broke out when the girl refused to put on a mask with her boyfriend.
And she got shot for that?
Yep, she got shot in the fight. Anyway,
but the thing that I was going to say, the thing that bugs me is the hypocrisy, okay? Right. The same, many of the same, not all, but many of the same people, and I see this on social media constantly, many of the same people who defended the cake bakery, you know, they wouldn't make the cake for the gay couple.
And so those
people, oh, it's their First Amendment right to refuse service to anyone they don't want to. Okay, fine. So if you're not going to wear a mask, then it's everyone's right to refuse you inside their store. And yet these people don't understand how hypocritical they're being.
Well,
they have no argument that has no legs. And that's where we are now. It's the
stupidity.
Don't
get an argument from me on that one. 48 after the hour, healthy weight loss is our focus right now. The people at Calitrin are masters. They are geniuses. A doctor and three nurses put together this safe weight loss program about 22, 23 years ago. They were all in the same business, and that is they were trying to help people lose weight safely. And then they saw all the stuff that was around, the products that were so dangerous for people's health. Yeah, they lose the weight, but what else are they losing at the same time? With Calitrin, you don't lose anything except the weight, because it's all natural. Certified by the FDA. Third-party testing, quality, yes. Purity, yes. It is the perfect way for men, women, and young people to lose weight naturally. It's safe even if you're on any kind of medication. It doesn't have any gluten in it. And you can get on the line right now to toploss.com. They'll ship it out to you today. They won't keep sending the stuff to you. You decide how much you want, but you can take advantage using the DJV code of buying three and then getting another three free. So one bottle is good for a month. You got a six-month supply for the price of three. It takes about that much time to march your way into really losing the weight, training your body to keep it off. That's why the success rate is as it is, because people stay with it. It's easy to do, and boy, what results. Results are what you want. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, no shipping charges, none of that stuff, and the BOGO offer continues. Toploss.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you remember this scene?
I was so turned off by this movie.
That's right. You think it's a horror movie.
Well, I think it's the way the violence is.
Oh,
this kid throwing paint cans at these guys throwing around.
Yeah. It was pranks against burglars in his home while he's home alone. Really? Oh, my God.
All right. Anyway, so what do we have that we care about because we can't find Chucker? Home Alone.
I'm guessing maybe it's Macaulay Culkin's birthday.
Oh, okay.
If that's how, you know, that's how Chuck kind of rolls.
It is kind of, that's right.
Yeah. I'm just going to see if I'm correct in that guess. Yeah. Nope, not his birthday, so I don't know. That was my only guess. His birthday's not until the end of August.
Well, so there are movies that are coming out or have been out that, you know, I've asked this question a number of times of Chucker on Movie Moments. What TV shows are good and make good movies? And, you know, I was, somebody sent me a note and said, well, you have to distinguish between movies in the theater or movies on television. Because some of these TV shows that are made into TV movies, or some of the TV movies are made into TV shows. But most of the time, there are, well, I'm not sure whether this is true or not anymore, because Downton Abbey kind of killed that thinking, that movies that are made for television are not really the same quality as stuff in the theater. I felt, in Downton Abbey's case, the quality of the television show was every bit as big and powerful and duplicated in the movie. I thought I was watching a one-hour movie every week when I was watching Downton Abbey, and I certainly felt the same way. I didn't feel any crossover strain at all. It was so easy to go from following the TV show into the movie theater. Nothing, there was no dynamic, there was no difference, the bigger than life pictures. The one thing that I remember that sticks in my mind, because one of my favorite characters is Carson, is him when Lady Mary goes to ask him to come because the king's coming.
Yeah.
He says, yes, m'lady. And his wife, who is Mrs. What's her face?
Mrs. Hughes.
Mrs. Hughes, right. Says, you'll do anything for her. And he said, yes, I will. So the picture, the next scene, is a picture of him walking up the pathway to Downton Abbey. And I thought that was, I get chills even now when I think about it. That was one of the most powerful scenes in the movie because you all know what Carson represents if you follow the movie. And yet I could see that same frame on television and the impact would have been the same, even though the movie screen is much bigger. So anyway, Chucker, wherever you are, wherever you've been, thank you for being here. We're just talking about movies that are made from, I was noticing that there's a movie that, you remember the TV show that was on USA called Psych that had Dulé Hill was in it. I don't know what the other guy's name in it. But they are now trying to make a movie out of that. They have made a TV movie, and they are putting all that whole show on Peacock. But apparently there's some talk about making a movie out of this.
What is a movie anymore? Is a movie streaming or a movie theatrical?
Well, that's my question. What's a movie movie?
Well, here's an example. Apple TV bought this Tom Hanks World War II submarine thriller, Greyhound, for $70 million.
I want to see that. I want to see it on a big screen.
Me too, but they premiered it this weekend. 30% jump in subscribership. Apple TV had the biggest viewership they've ever had.
So it's worth the $70 million.
My question is, I don't know. See, I don't know the answer to that question. Can they recoup $70 million? Will they make money off a $70 million investment off a movie on Apple TV? I don't know. I don't know the answer to these questions because they have not been disclosed. That exact business model, unlike Box Office Mojo, which you know how much movies make over the weekend theatrically, and you know basically it's a 50-50 split with theaters and studios, and you know they have a marketing campaign that costs money. So you have an idea how much these money, and they disclose what they make in terms of profit. I don't know if we're going to get a disclosure from streaming like you do theatrical.
Well, we got a little bit of that disclosure from Palm Springs, that Hulu movie. They spent $17 million to buy it, and it's worked because it's the most watched thing that Hulu's ever put on there. So it is working in some senses, but that also would have played well in a theater.
All right, you had us play the music from Home Alone. Why?
Yeah, because Disney Plus is currently filming a reboot of Home Alone and added Kenan Thompson of SNL fame to the cast. It's going to be a complete reworking.
Really? Is Culkin in it, too?
Goodness. No, he's not. Home Alone is Macaulay Culkin.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.